This is a slide I actually showed before when I was talking about the tight binding model, and it relates the effective mass to the band gap. It turns out that materials with a larger band gap tend also to have a larger effective mass, and it has to do with this with the way the dispersion relationship is. This is energy versus K, the Brillouin zone boundaries. So if it were a free electron material and there's just a parabola, and if it's a semiconductor, then a band gap forms at the Brillouin zone boundary. And the bigger the band gap is, if I make a bigger band gap, the flatter this curve gets. Because if I make a bigger band gap, it just presses this down, and the curvature here at the bottom gets less. Well, less curvature means a heavier effective mass. So the band gap and the effective mass get related that way, and you see for many semiconductors this rule that a small band gap gives a smaller effective mass holds. Over here was the same argument from when I was talking about the tight binding model.